Good.
Okay. Okay, let's get started. In the summertime, it's always hard to figure out who's going to be here, but we're here, so we'll learn. This Shabbos, Bez Hashem, we're going to read Parashas Matos and Matnik, double schedule. The longest laning of the year in terms of. Oh, is it? Well, you've been forewarned. It's a long laning. A lot of interesting things. Yeah. But here's some papers if you want. Came right on time. So with this set, laning this sedra, this double sedra, we finish, of course, Chumash Bamidbar. But in Parshas Matos, we find one of the din we find is the din that I'm speaking about tonight, the din of Tevilas Kalim. Okay, toveling, immersing Kalim in a mikveh. Okay, and I want to state right at the outset that there's confusion. A lot of people mix up the dinim of Tevilas Kalim with the dinim of Hagolas Kalim. Hagolas Kalim, or we say in the Yiddish, Kashering Kalim, that's not the same as Tevilas Kalim. They're two different dinim. They're related, as we'll see, in the Psukim, but they're really two different dinim. I've gotten phone calls from people, we should say right off the bat, Tevilas Kalim, Tevilin Kalim in the Mikveh, immersing Kalim in the Mikveh, has nothing to do with kosher and non-kosher food absorbed and Pesach. It has nothing to do with that. Okay, I've gotten a phone call more than once from somebody, or people, you know, they traipsed something up in the kitchen and mixed up milk and flesh, and they have to take the pot to the mikveh. No, that's got nothing to do with it. It's two totally unrelated areas. They're connected, but they're unrelated dinims. So it says in Parshas Matos, we read about the fulfillment of the tzivui, of the commandment that was given to Moshe. When last week said in Parshas Pinchas, it says, Tzor et ha-midyonim. Wage war against the Midianites. That's in the aftermath of the whole Baal Peor episode, which we had about 2 weeks ago in Parshas Balak. So it says, Taurus, I mean, so the Jews go to fight against the Midianites, and they're victorious in battle. And a lot of attention is paid in the Sedra to how many animals they took as spoils and what they did with them, how they divided them up, and so on. But in addition to animals, they took also utensils and other valuable, useful items that belonged to the Midianites that they took as spoils of war. So Torah says in Perek Lamed Aleph, Midbar, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, in the first source, Lomar Elozah Kohen, Elozah was in charge, Aaron had died of it, right? We read a few weeks ago, Aaron died, so Elozah was in charge, this is the very end of the 40 years in the Midbar, so it says, Lomar Elozah Kohen, Anshe Atzom Abon, Lachom Azos, Chukas Atar Shetiva Hashem Etz Moshe, this is what Moshe commanded, and it mentions six different types of metal, Aches HaZov, Es HaKesef, Es HaNechosh, Es HaBarzel, Es HaBedil, Es HaFeret. Any utensils need? Okay. Yeah, so it says here, these six types of metals, gold and silver and copper and barzel is iron and bedil is tin and ophiris is lead. Those are the six types of metals that were known in the ancient world. They were anything made out of these six types of metals. So, kol davar sheyova ba'esh, tabir ba'esh v'toyer. Anything which is used in association with fire, in other words, you prepare food directly over the fire, then the way to kasher it is over the fire. The pasuk is talking, I'll be pasher, about kashering, because, again, these items belong to the Midianim. They use it to cook their ham or clam chowder, whatever they use it for, bosachov, whatever. They're not Jewish, they weren't obligated to keep the dinim of kashrut. So they use these utensils for whatever. Okay, and now the Jews want to use them. So anything which is used directly to fire, tavir ba'esh there. Ach meni deschata, we'll come back to that. Which is not directly of the fire, is put in water. And this is the outline of the dinim of Hagolas Kalim, of Kashering Kalim. That's how Rashi explains.
That has water in it.
So then you can kasher it through the medium of water, right? You kasher it through boiling water also.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The pot is touching the fire.
Right, but the food isn't. So the absorbed flavor doesn't come directly. So the flavor is absorbed into the pot. The flavor is only absorbed into the pot through the medium of water.
You
again, that's not
the bottom
a,
of the pot.
Right, but still, it's the water. You have
the
soup,
water.
The stew.
So
Rashi explains. Yeah, so that, again, that's Rashi tells you the basic rule in the second source in Pasuk Chav Gimel. However, you normally use it, that's how you purge the flavor. Right? Yeah, that's not our topic. Right? That's kasher and kalim. But the next Rashi, ach b'meinida yischata, funny phrase, it says, tavir ba'esh v'toher, ach b'meinida yischata, it should be purified in the meinida. What are you talking about over there? So Rashi says, yes, the Rashi, lefi pshuto chidus over time in tumas meis. So it sounds like there's a problem of tumas meis, because, you know, there was a war going on, so some of these kalim became tamei, in contact with a mace, right? Because people killed and so on in battle. But Chazal Rabbeinu Darshu Mikantas Rashi Sha'av Lashmir Sehitin Tvi Lekli Matchos. in addition to kashering, in addition to hagolas kelim, to remove, to purging, removing the absorbed forbidden flavor of bas v'chalav or pork or whatever they cooked in there, lobster, okay, you also need tevila, immersion in a mikveh, or may need, that's expressed in may need, what does may need mean? The type of water which is fit for a mikveh, in plain, not plain English, but in plain, you have to immerse it.
But what okay? Now, is that saying anything
so again,
that you know wasn't treif only?
No, one second. So it's not really clear in the psukim.
Because how can you be sure if it belonged to Goyim?
Right, so the psukim aren't clear.
But it's just so kosher everything?
Right, so basically you don't know, so you have to kosher it. But the Mishnah, again, I'll be pasher the pasuk that's the one kashering, but we have an extra word, perhaps the extra word v'toher, or the phrase b'meinido, it tells us something about a mikvah. So let's look at the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, in the third source, ayin hayam and beis, the very end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. So again, the Mishnah also is taught kashering kelim. The Mishnah says, halokeh kli tashmish rav dekachavim. If you buy useful kelim vessels, utensils, from a non-Jew, eshe darko lahatbil yatbil, that which is just used with cold water, okay, then all you got to do is rinse it out with cold water. One
like
second.
How can you be so much? Like, what if there was a sharp? How can you be so much?
Yeah, you have to know what kelim are used for. Let's say you have a can opener or whatever, a nutcracker.
He doesn't know, like, there was lemon, maybe it wasn't heated.
No, okay, but we have to look at what the normal type of kelim is. In other words, it's
so
the
you can distinguish it.
Yeah, that way, if you don't know, then misafik, you should kasher, but you don't have to kasher, which is never used. This type of item is never used for hot. It's all used. Now, that's eshedach habiyad, lahagil. Lahagil means it's used to boiling water. Okay, then yagil, labin b'or. If it's the wreck in the fire, you labin b'or. Hashpud v'askala, right? Grills and spits and so on. That's melabin b'or. That's directly over the fire.
Shaken, sure. Just with the boiling water. So you're going to kasher that thing with boiling water.
Right.
On top of that, you got to bring it to the...
Right. To make it, but so far, the Mishnah said about it.
Just to kasher.
Right. Here's what the Mishnah says. Oh. Rashi explains, as shadako lahat bil komar kli haroy letar betvila. All you got to is rinse it out. This type of kli, human beings don't use this kli for any hot. It's only used for cold. You can make it outside, nutcracker. I don't know. It's something you never use. So all you got to do, okay, we'll call it plastic later. But anything, it doesn't need any tikkun. Kigon kli shatashmish, or they tell me, yatbil, vasulo tzor. You just got to wash it off. You don't have to kasher it. No. One second. So far, we haven't seen. That's the Mishnah. Now, the regular Rishonim on this Mishnah, the Ritva, for example, in source number 5, Chidush Ritva, Eshadak lahat b'yazol pirish, Eshadak l'shtabam ishtamish b'bitzonein ke'ein tvila. Don't mix up, says the Ritva. When the Mishnah uses the word tvila here, it's not talking about tvila in a mikveh. It's talking about using in cold water, that's all. Yatbir koma yaddiach, you rinse it off, yishav sheishof alav yishav parav, just in case. There's anything awesome that got stuck on the outside. It was never the heat. It wasn't absorbed. Just wash it off.
And then you do it.
But be'ilu betvila darboim saw, immersing in a 40 saw, that's the size of a mikveh, a 40 saw basin, lo ayre the Mishnah said, it's not what the Mishnah is talking about. But lishno shadarko labilo shach betvila, because one of the darko lahatla, the whole language makes any sense. That which is normally taught, what do we mean normally? It's normally used with cold water. V'chein pirshu kolam afarshu. And the Meiri also, there on Avodah Zarah, Ayin Hebei, Sura 6. The Meiri also says, Amar Meiri, same thing, okay? Pirish hatvila zu lav loshon tvila, eloshon tashmish betona. When this Mishnah talks about tvila, it's not talking about tvileng in the mikvah, it's talking about using in cold water. U Mishnah zu lo bekelim chadoshim yasuka. The Mishnah is not talking about new kelim, okay? U atzricham tvila derech shizbar, which is the topic we'll talk about later, he says. Shim kain afsazark lahaga, because then you have to do everything. The Mishnah seems to say the only thing you have to tivel is something which is normally used with cold water. That's not true about tivel in a mikveh. Everything, whether you use it for hot, use it for cold, every utensil has to be tivel in a mikveh, as we'll see. So therefore, he says,
That's correct.
Well, we didn't really see anything officially about putting in a mikveh yet. Okay? That's the point, is it's not
the
right. He says, Kol Shabbat. He says, Lo Dibra, it's not talking about that here. Kol Shabbat, Mishnah's God, Mishnah's God, Mishnah's Zoo, Lo Dibra, Matrila Zoo, Klau. Then he writes, this Mishnah is not talking about that at all. That's not the topic of the Mishnah, just like that's not the topic of Psukim. Okay? But now let's, exactly. Now, but that's the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara in Source 7, same topic, the Gemara, the Tana, On top of all that, v'chulon tzrikim tzila v'adwaim saw. Aside from kashering the vessel to remove any forbidden flavor, how do you remove the forbidden flavor? It depends how the forbidden flavor got in. If it got in just on the outside, it was all cold, so it just stuck, you just got to rinse it off. If it got in through hot water, you got to kasher through hot water. If it got in through fire, you got to kasher, fine. But besides all that, kulon tzrikim tzila v'adwaim saw. What we call tfilas, because it's a different din, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The psukim don't really appear to be talking about that directly, and certainly the Mishnah about it is not about it either, but the Gemara brings it up, and the Gemara asks, well, how do you know there is such a din? So, Marava, the Amar Korah, it goes back to our psukim here in Parshas Matros. It's an extra thing.
Of Tevila just to talk about stone cleaning?
Apparently, here. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. But again, as the Ritva, the maybe point out, but the language, Eshidako, it's not what it means. But you're right, a good question. Check. But in any event, the Gemara asks, how do you know that this is true, that there is such a din called Tzvilas Kelim? So it is hinted at all Koponim in our Psukim. Right? It says, Kol Rosh Rosh Tavarech Vitaher. Hosif Lecha Kosov Tarachar. The extra word, Vitaher. Okay, back in Perk, I'm not supposed to call Gimel, the third one. So it's one. The extra word, Vitaher. And I said, maybe it should be like from Tumah, which requires not only Tzvilas, but also sprinkling on day 3 and 7. Remember from Barshav Hukar? I said, no. And what is Meinida Mayim Shenida Tavelos Ben Havei Omer Boim Saw? So the Gemara learns it out from our Psukim, and that's how Rashi explains in Source 8. Rashi explains, he says, V'chulon, not just everything requires Af Hani Golem Alabud Bonim, Rashi points out, Sultana. Even if you kashered it through fire, like in a rotisserie spit or a grill, still needs tefillah mikveh. Or you kasher some other, it doesn't make it one thing, but nothing to the other. The next word, vitoher, and it says made by clay midian. Okay, now, Tosus points out.
Same
right, exactly. That's what Tosus points out. Tosus, the end of Rosai, and anyway, Source 9 points out that even though, you know, listen, the normal size of a mikveh is 40 saw. What is that? 40 saw is a couple hundred gallons. Okay, our mikvehs are much bigger. Okay, the basic size of a mikveh is the average person could squeeze into it, his whole body at the same time.
Here.
Oh, so one second. The regular mikveh that we go into is people, those are much bigger than 40 saw. What's the minimum size 40 saw? 40 saw is the kelim mikveh.
Yeah.
Is the average size of a person 40 saw. It's a little more.
Could use
right. Theoretically, you could squeeze yourself in there and immerse yourself all at one time. It's a little uncomfortable.
Sit down there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's a little more. 40 saw is the minimum size. Now, you could ask, says Tosus, in 1 second. How much water do you need? Right? So Tosus, Afagad, the Revi is Sagi, Lahatma, Machlam, and Tosus, Midaraisa. Okay, for Tumah purposes, in fact, for Tumah, we're not going to hear about Tumah, but suddenly we came
by.
No, it's not. It's a separate din, its own din. It's not really Tumah.
Wait.
Okay, it's Tumah means it became Tomei, right? It became someone's...
That was a Havamina that it was because it was in a Milchama.
Right. But the closest point is for a fork or a needle or a pin that's this big, you don't need, the rice of 40 saw. The tiny drop of water is enough. But for Tvilas Kalim, Midin, and Tvilas Kalimidjan, Chidushu, Uboi Mem saw. You have to have a mikvah 40 saw. Our Kalim mikvahs.
If something was Tame,
yeah,
and you had to quit, there was a mikveh that was even smaller.
You could. I don't know if it was, but it could be.
Like we don't have because we don't have
right. Correct.
You buy a brand new keli. So it's a brand new keli.
Yeah.
I bought it from a guy.
That's what Tomei. It's not really a Tumah. It's no Tumah. It's no Tumah. It's a din of Tvilas Kelim. Oh, so the Yushalmi is where's the din coming? What kind of din is this? It's not really Tumah. Right? It's brand new. It's never used. So what's Tomei?
Well, it's not right? Made in the pasuk.
So yeah, okay, but what's the nature of it? Right? It was derived from the pasuk.
No association with Tumah.
Not Tumah. It's not Issa v'Hetter. So what is it? Yushalmi asked the question. Parakeh Alocha Tetzvavan Avodah Zarah, Source 10. Shalom B'yimah Omer Tzok L'Apel. Why? V'sheyotzu mitumas hanarcha v'nichnesu l'kedushas Yisrael. This vessel now goes out of a goy's hand and comes into the sanctified, the Jew's hand. What does it mean? So the Rishonim explained, the Issa v'het ta'arach, Sharon Nunches, Oskuv Vav 11, says, Ashatvila, Eina Machmos Platus Isser. This Toivalei Mikveh has got nothing to do with absorbed Isser and the non-kosh, nothing to do with that.
The
Tzichon HaFil, Fila Klichotis, right, even brand new. You know what it's like? L'achniso b'kedusha she'Yisrael, avishabacharno, shemalakim, anachoso, v'di lalim, anatom, v'kedushanam, it's a kedusha. You know, we're elevating the status of this kli.
So it's instilling okay? Kedusha, not
in a certain sense. In a, exactly. It's Kedusha.
It's not removing
and the Marach, right? No. Marach or Zeruah. That's one of the famous ones. Marach or Zeruah in his tshuva. It's in the Sama Gimli. You know what it's like? You know what it's like? Because it was made that way.
So did you automatically instill?
So look at the Marach. Look at 12. Look at the Marach or Zeruah says. Look at 12. Okay.
Let's see. My sister made on a potter's wheel, and she brought us as a gift.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think.
So look at the Marach or Zeruah. Look what he says. He says, "V'tayar hos v'lecha is simon Sama Gimli." It's like a convert. A convert, one of the procedures of a convert is to go into the mikvah, right? He comes out. So here it's like converting the kli from non-Jews use to a Jew use. That's what it's called. It's like a form of conversion. I don't think it's
easy.
It's exactly. It's nothing to do with Tumah. It's nothing to do with it. So it has to, okay? What's it? No, I don't think so. So, close up. I don't know. You can take a look.
Your
father? So we're talking about made by a non-Jew. Okay, made by a non-Jew. Yeah. So in a certain sense, that's what the Marach HaZeruah says. It's like a ger. That's what this din is. It's not a din of Tumah. It's a din of adding Kedusha, the way you put it. That's how the Eretz Yisrael offers, right? It elevating to. That's what it's about. Okay. And that's why the Gemara says, but it's
a
Rishonah. Right. Okay, give me a reason behind it. Okay, but it's similar to Gerim. That's what the din of Tulas Kelim is all about. So the Gemara has an Avodah Zarah, and that's why. The Gemara says, Amar of Nachman Rabbah, same daf, Ayin Ham Beis. Amar of Nachman Rabbah, Rabbah 13. Afilu Kenim Chadashim Mashmah. First of all, this sin is brand new. It doesn't make a difference. The Har Yishenu Lidon Kechadashim Damo, because even if it's an old Kli, Yishanam is an old Kli, and you kash it, it's like a brand new, it's still to do it. Okay. But Afilu Achmoy Tila. Mask of Sheshes, Yehoch Afilu Zuzah Desar Belamami. 1 second. So if it's a din, you have to take this Kli and now make it, you know, Kedusha Sisrael, whatever, explain. So Afilu Zuzah Desar Belamami. Rashi explains Zuzah Desar Belamami. Ayin Beis 14. Misapim Misparayim Shagozim and Big Day Tim. Who said it's only food item? Maybe you buy a metal pair of shearing scissors from a guy. Maybe you should also have to. Who said it's only food? In other words, why do you assume that it's only... So the Gemara answers, no. Amalei, clay suda amor in the parsha. You look in the parsha, it's talking about clay suda. It's not a din of metal utensils in general. It's only clay suda. Rashi explains, others have different explanations. Rashi explains clay suda. What?
You make a broch over a screwdriver.
Right, a screwdriver, and right, all those kind of things. You don't have to do it. Why? Things are used on fire. You don't usually put these things in fire. That's for cooking items, right? Food. You're right. But as a general, those who disagree with Rashi's interpretation, the Maisa, it's only by clay suit. Oh, what do you know? It's on the food. There's a will, there's a way.
Wow.
So, I don't even know where the stuff's located now. So anyway. The other one was close. Okay. Anyway, Lemaisa, this requirement of Tavil and Kelim is only by clay suda, stuff used for food preparation. There's a further question, not for tonight, but about, you know, how direct. I mean, let's I mentioned before about a nutcracker. Is that really food preparation? You know? So, okay, how far, you know, what is the story? And we may come back to some of that. There's an interesting question, though. Let's go back to the pasuk. The pasuk listed that a number one has to be made out of metal, and the pasuk only listed six types of metal.
So what if it's okay? So
that's a question. So there's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, your test and base was 15. The Rashi says she'ein klei matzis tmeim daraisa ela hamnuyim beparsha. Rashi says that the only time on the daraisa level we have these dinim is those types is made out of one of those types of six metals that are mentioned in the chumash. Okay. We'll get to it in a second. That's how Rashi says. The Rambam, in his Perush HaMishnah, in his introduction to Maseches Kelim, says that again it says by Klei Matzis Zahav and Kesef and Achod, right, gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, and the lead. Those are the only things that are mentioned. So what about other things? The Rambam says, not all things, okay? Kli matchas includes any type of metal that's fashioned in that way. Kind of you put the solder together, you put it together, and you kind of, the Rambam seems to say, the Raisa, it applies to all types of kelim.
And what's his... All types
of kelim? He seems to say, the Torah only is giving an example, you know. But it applies to all types of metal. Okay?
Types of metal.
Now, then the Gemara asks in 17, Again, same sugya. I am having bais and sanhedrin in Avodah Zarah. Amar Rashi, hanei klei zchuchis. What about glass?
Right, glass.
So the Gemara says, ho v'chinishtabu yishot hakara kichli matkus tami. The Gemara says, a big discussion with the Rashi, the Rabbanan, most of the Rabbanan, but glass is similar to metal in that if it breaks, you can kind of like melt it down and reconstitute it. Right? It's similar to metal. That's glass, like klei zchuchis. So the Gemara says, like klei zchuchis, even though it's certainly not one of the six metals mentioned in the Chumash, but it has properties that are similar enough to metal, and therefore glass is also, Rashi explains, at the top of the next page, 18, Schuchis, Rashi says, Shenishtaber, Roy Laticha, but also so clear. If glass breaks, you can still kind of melt it down and make it back into, so it's similar. It's similar to metal. So therefore it applies to, you have to title glass as well.
Yeah, well. Wait, hold on. If the glass is used only there are. No way. If the glass is used
most of them, yeah.
For what do you call it? In fire, you would have to actually.
There's a different din about kashering glass. Wow. Okay, you're right. But enough for now. We lemaisa Ashkenazim don't kasher glass. Okay, you know there's three sheets about glass. Either you don't have to kasher them, you can't kasher them, or you have to kasher them. So everyone goes and tried them different Ashkenazim. The Pesach with a whole different system of mila. I don't talk kasher now. It's a different. But anyway, look, in terms of tefillas kalim, the Gemara says it's similar to metal that we do tribal glass. So look at the Rambam now 19. Hilchos machalos asur parak yidzal
lachigimol. You're talking about how, in a mikveh.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Yes,
we're not talking about kasher
right,
glass.
Right, right. We're not talking about kasher.
None of this.
So the Rambam says the following: Halokeach chaytashmir sudim and akum. If you buy suda, again, utensils of food, preparation utensils from an anju, whether it's metal or glass, dwarm shonasham shon kol ikra, even never used before, matbilim b'me mikveh, you tie them in mikveh, v'achar kachim utarim l'echol b'mu'isot, and you can eat and drink whatever else. Then he mentions dorash and shon v'yitzona, and then he talks about kashering and so on. It's a different story. But in terms of tefillas kelim, that's the din. Dorach HaShulchan has a discussion in Yoredeyah Simon Kuf Chof. That's what he's dealing with. Yoredeyah Simon Kuf Chof and Sif Chof Gimel. He writes, lo kol hakelim tun tefil el klei matkos. This whole din of tefil and kelim only by metal, as it says in our parshik and our pasuk. V'lachein kol kli meizim in matkos and so on and so forth. And then he discusses, well, is it all types of metal? So first he says it's only things which are mishtamshim l'achila, only for food. Let's say shearing scissors or whatever, like we said before, you would not have to. For food and for drink, you'd have to. Okay? And
the turkeys, like they have scissors.
Right. That's different. Yes, yes, I think you would, yes. And then in Sivchav Dali, right?
Different.
Yeah, and so on, because you can make it and so on and so forth. That's interesting. Just as an aside, the Pischei Tshuva there in Yeredeyah Simon Kuf Chof and Zekot and Beis mentions a Tshuva from the Yaakov Emden. Schuchis Ayinch Yaakov is Chilz Yavet Chelak Avishun Son of Zayin. The Kosav the Kalim Haboy Medinah Shakar Nikroim Porcelain. Okay, porcelain. Yes. What about porcelain? They're like clay schuchis. They're like glass in many ways. He says, "Ain't tzrichim tefila." You don't have to talk with him. Why? Because you do a shasim and a chol. I mean, I don't. They're made from sand and from earth. Okay.
Wow.
Now it's like glass, but he says, right. But he says it's only. On the other hand, it's smooth and whatever else. But he says the Gemara has a specific inclusion of glass, and therefore it doesn't include porcelain. That's what he says. Now the question is, what's the status of other types of
like
metal?
It's also clay.
But he said it doesn't. He said porcelain. He says you don't have to play one.
No, but porcelain equals clay as far as kashering.
We'll get to glass. What?
Porcelain can be equal to whatever.
That's what he says. Porcelain says is not like
clay.
Yeah, he said right. It doesn't. Mean. Right, right. That's the other word. That's what he said. Now it's interesting. What about
new?
Except,
but I'm curious. Why did you use the word porcelain to the Harris?
No,
porcelain is different.
Right, but I guess it was a new, I don't know. By the way, no, cheres, we know it doesn't need. The cheres is a word in the Torah, but porcelain is a new thing, because it's kind of,
it is actually
not exactly, it's close to glass, exactly.
It is. Yeah.
It's smooth and so on and so on. Okay. And now, it's interesting, what about other types of metals we know about today that they didn't even know about the days of the Gemara? Aluminum,
steel.
Titanium, all these kinds of things.
Steel,
right. Okay, exactly. That's it. So, that's the question. Does that include it also? So it's interesting. Moshe Feinstein has two tshuvas. The first tshuva is very fascinating. It has nothing to do with our case directly. It's a tshuva in Chilek Yeredei Chilek Beis and Kuf Samach Dalet. He's answering about a coin. Imuta lekoin lives of the airplane. Shemalichim Shom Meis lekoin Eretz Yisrael. The old question: a coin when flying to Eretz Yisrael, there's a dead body, it's just shipping over a body to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a coin. Oh, 1 second. So a coin is on the plane. Can a coin fly on a plane without bodies in the cargo part? You know. So first of all, now they tell you certain flights do, certain flights don't, and so on and so forth. Oh, you know, certain airlines do it. So, but oh, 1 second. But emotion, right. I'm not saying, but emotion. He says Bobby Rowan, Shakar airplane. Right, so Shulchan Shalom made for Kol Eretz Yisrael. He says the cargo section is underneath, but on the other hand, he says Kulo Kli Echad. Even though there's a Chatzitza, in the context of this, he discusses Ach Yesh Ayin. Do I rock Elu Mine Matzos Shemar B'Kar Shisha Minim? Maybe only those six are considered metal for tumah purposes, because they're only there Mekabel tumah. The airplane can be Duma She'enam Shisha Matzos Elu. The airplane, as he said, is not made from any of those metals. The aluminum would have made from other metals. Titanium, I don't know what they make an airplane out of nowadays. Or it's mixture, different things. Anyway, so on this issue, he says, you could argue that maybe the Torah only meant those six, because we could say, well, the reason the Torah listed those six was because that's all they knew about back then. Yeah, but Akash Baruch knew about the others. He knew. So it's an interesting question. You're right. That's about Tumah. And the question is it parallel or not? But I just put that in because it's not interesting. But there's another tshuva more directly to our Indian, 23, Yoridei Chele Gimel Simen Chof Beis, clay aluminum in Tzrichem Trila. He was asked directly about aluminum. Do you have to title aluminum Caleb? So that's another question. We'll come to that at the end, one-time usage. But a regular aluminum, we'll get to that at the end, one-time usage.
But that's a different factor.
We're not there. So I'm sorry. So here we're talking about where it is.
No, those aluminum that you permanently.
That's what you're talking about. Honey clay aluminum, a regular aluminum pot. You're going to keep it at 5 years, okay? She mateches chadosha shelo nitzka b'kla. Right, the Moshe. Right, this is a new type of metal. It's not mentioned in Chumash anywhere. Right, they're not mentioned there. Near the Mehara Torah einam tzichon tefila. He says maybe Doraisa, they don't need tefila. Okay, why? Because maybe only those things that Mekabel Tumah, even though it's not the same din, but maybe it follows the din of Mekabel Tumah. He says, the Lokim, the Torah, Shanim, Vikash Baruch, right? Who bars Kobane Amas Olam? Akash Baruch knew about the other metals, right? He created everything. And otherwise, why should the Torah have listed off examples? Why didn't the Torah just say metal? Right? Evidently, perhaps his emotion means only those metals that list off. Don't tell me they didn't know about that. Akash Baruch knew about the others. So that's what he suggests over here. Yeah, okay. So said, but at the end, Lemaiser, Moshe writes, he says, look, I'll call Ponim Drabonim, because it's not going to be less than glass. The Gemara already included glass. Why? Because the properties are similar to the metal. Well, the other metals, aluminum and titanium, they're also similar. So even if you want to argue that Midoraisa, maybe the Torah only means those six, but it's not going to make a difference anyway, because Drabonim.
So glass is Drabonim.
Well, according to most, right? According to some people, the right. There's nothing less.
So the metal should at least be durabatum like glass, because it's even closer related
exactly.
to glass.
Exactly. That's what Moshe said. Now, the other poskim, I printed a few tshuvas here, he asked about plastic. What about plastic? Okay, so now we're talking other metals. Well, as I said, I titled the shiur Tefillah Tekeilah some practical issues. I'm trying to do it practical. So the Chelkas Yaakov, that's Yaakov Breish from Switzerland, the mid-1900s, Yaridea Simon. Kalim are not simin nylon. My plastic. Linyan Hagol, Linyan Tzvila. Yeah, no. Okay, he says, he asks, do you need, first of all, for kashering, not a topic tonight, but also for Tzvila Skelim. Do you need the title to make the plastic, kill Tupperware, whatever else? So, look at Aleph. Kavisha Nodili Michemeker Charedi. I've been informed by a chemist who's from a chemist. Okay? Shanasa Vichsav, he wrote down for me exactly how they're made. Basically, he did his research and he spoke to a firm chemist to explain to him exactly how it is. And he said, "The embase, the goblin, the near for the society, the ain't he holds a don't need tefillah in the plastic." Okay. And the second one, the davkas chuches. The Gemara says glass because it has those properties that are similar. Something you just said, plastic is further removed. You can't make new things. I mean, the same way you can with glass, and if it breaks and so on. So therefore, and if you do, he said, it's not the same old thing. It's a new item. Plastic melted down, and now you made something new out of it. It's not the old kli. It's a new kli. It's ponim chadoshos yovolakan. So therefore, it's not like klimachas. It's not like chuches. At the end, he says. Ain biyadein of tulan, ain biyadein lechayven of tefillah. I don't think we can insist on tefillah. He said, therefore, I don't even think you should do without a bracha. Don't do it all. Not even without a bracha. Forget about it. The only thing is, he says, if someone wants to be machmer, it's a good, right. If someone wants to be machmer, it's gesund to hate. Okay? But he writes at the end, right? No bracha. And he says, in yaskimu gam shar rabbanim. I'd like some of the other rabbanim to weigh in on this. So he wrote in the mid-1900s when it was becoming popular, he was plastic caleb. So he says, I'd like other rabbanim to weigh in because the ain l'rav yachid lifsok with it. I don't think someone should pass this by himself. Well, other rabbanim did weigh in on it, so I printed in 25. The Sitz Eliezer, this was top shin, it says it, doesn't say the date. But again, 1950s. So, anyway, the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. The Tzitz Eliezer in the Chelek Zion, Sinan Lamed Zion, clay, plastic, for nylon, and so on and so forth. He wrote the Rabbanim in Europe. Again, it was when plastic was coming. This was in Tavshin Chof Bay. That was 1962. Okay, this one wrote Tzitz Eliezer. So, that's when plastic was becoming popular. He wrote to a rabbi in Hungary and here and there. And he says, Shelo, so he writes, Klein of plastic, what's the story? He writes there in Bayes, Lefi and Titan Air Bar, Gamados Archa Shulchan, we read before the Archa Shulchan, the white glass is similar. So he says, that's glass because it has lots of properties of matzchis, which doesn't have my plastic.
In Cain,
Beklia plastic, Shikama Chosra Madimini covers the Likli matzchis. It's not similar to metal. And therefore, even Archa Shulchan, the Einan Svich of Tvila, that's how he paskins. And furthermore, he adds in Gimel on the next page, he says, we can't add new gzeres ourselves. We can't make up new gzeres. He says, okay, and therefore he says the Gemara added glass. That's it. Plastic is okay. Rav Yosef in his tshuva, Yabia Omer Chelik Dalad Chelik Ardei Siman Ches, as the whole tshuva. Also, he quotes some of but he quotes at the end involved. He says, I also agree that plastic ain't tzarich lapil afilu below bracha, not at all. Hamachmel atzmal adbilam believe bracha tavala bracha. Okay, it's praiseworthy, but he says he doesn't think you have to. And he quotes in the end, he quotes the Minchas Yitzchak, who says that maybe it's a good idea to be machmer without a bracha, and they push these on porcelain. Anyway, all this, so plastic you don't have to. Plastic you don't have to. Good. Next issue. I think I'm trying to deal with the practical issues of tefillah camps. And that takes care of other types of metal, it takes care of plastic. The Gemara in that same Sugan of Odazar, Ayin and Abayz, 27, somebody asked about a kunya. Okay, what is kunya? Look in 28, Rashi. Kunya is something plumiri, huh? Yeah, I think that's what it is, right? Shetchiloso shocheres, it's earthenware, but v'chofroso b'chufisho aver, but it's overlaid with metal, with lead, okay? But that is used for cold things. You buy that. So that's a machlokas. Do we go by what it was originally, and the other thing is just considered added? Or no, it's a brand new kli. So that's an interesting question. It's a hybrid, right? It's a mixture. So the Gemara says the Hilchos HaKosofo. Gemara is a machlokas. It goes by what it is at the end, and therefore requires to because it has a metal. It's overlaid with metal, even though it's made fundamentally out of earthenware, which doesn't need tefillah, but since it's overlaid with metal, it does. Now Tosfos says.
We're not saying mixture. We're talking about surrounded with. Really.
Yeah, it's overlaid. It's right. Overlaid. Okay. Yeah. Correct. Okay. What's that? We'll get to Glaze in a second. But that's what the Gemara talks about, that it's overlaid with metal. So Tosfos and Avodah Zarah earlier, on the Gimel Beis, Kunya Pirsha Kunches Klicharis Mitzuba Be'ever, it's earthenware with lead over it. When a Tom asks a pack of kashas, and he disagrees, and he says, overlaid with glass. Okay, that's what he says.
So but in any event,
you look at the final, right.
That's in contact
but
with
that. Ah, so Tosfos says in 30, Ayin Hav Beis, and back in Ayin Hav Beis, Bilmasu Kosofo. He says, "Hainu Caleb Shemichufon Avram Bibifnim." This chumra is only if the metal is on the inside, knows where the food goes. Aval Mechupin Bibachutz. Was it just the outside is overlaid? It's almost like decorative purpose, like that.
What about actually inside?
Yeah, that's what you're talking
about. Layer of
no, the outside.
No.
I mean, like, say you have something. It's a laminate. It's made out of somehow part of the construction is there's like a layer of iron in the middle. And it's surrounded by ceramic.
That's the reverse case.
Yeah.
The reverse case. I think you would not need it. It goes by what it is. Here was one. Tell someone something different. It wasn't totally overlaid. Just the outside was overlaid. So he says, Hainu Kalem Shemichub Meivifnim. It should say Vehilchos Akasov. It's got cut off. Hainu Kalem Shemichub Meivifnim. Okay. But he's Al Mechupin Bachutz. But if it's just on the outside, or it's a kli eight, it's wood. Hamechushakin sovi bars amechut. It's got strips of metal on the outside, maybe for decorative purpose or to hold it or whatever. Yeah, that doesn't count. That's what toast doesn't count. A kolach ain't sorach tvila. Came with the Amish Shamsham, Derech HaMateches. That's not the food part. Okay? Oh, that has metals on the outside, exactly. So that wouldn't be. Now, the Mordechai quotes it from disagree. Let's see. No, it's another, but he's on the outside. It's only on the outside. The food goes on the inside, right?
That's it. About the outside and the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom of the side. So the Mordechai of Odezorah, Remez Tavtav Nuntes, 31, says, he said, Bein Mechub Vifnim, Bein Mechub Vichutz. Tosus makes a distinction, but the Gemara doesn't. So Rav Yosef says it's the same thing. Doesn't matter. The Chaimot so to choose Rashi and so on. And the other he quotes a bit of Peretz, who says that he says that if it's as Palomar he mentions, Alam ain mehutach rap mehutz ain tzarch tefila at all. Right? Then it doesn't. If it's only outside. That's how the Chagos of a Peretz in the Sama Smak Mitzvah Kuf Tzaditez, source 32. He says, you know, you don't use the metal, so it's on the outside, doesn't make a difference. Anyway, it's a machlokas afoskim. Okay, the Ran seems to say ikavah norma is there in a borozor lamed tesam beis in pages rift in wasa luchas or kasofo. Umiyo ikavah norma dafka kshumuchot bias umichut. Maybe it only needs both. Otherwise, without a bracha, sometimes with a bracha, without a bracha, and it's a big machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch paskins and sim kufchav sif alef. Finally, we've seen the Shulchan Aruch 34. Shulchan Aruch it's a kolam over kachavim klay sudim. If you buy clay suda from a guy, shamatechas, a metal, oshoshuchas, oh, kelim mitzube mifnim, or if it's overlaid on the inside, tzarech, even if it's brand new, tzarech la'adam mikveh. The mashmos is on the outside, you can forget about it. Okay, that's what the Chaver says. The Ramah writes, at that same place in 34, hagoy yeshom to come to Eva, feel it mifnim, yitpo below brocha. No, he says you should title it, but without a brocha. So that's a question. Why without a bracha? So the Taz explains. First, an Aleph, I've just printed it, but he talks about the reason why we have to just come all together.
Bifnim means actually the outside.
Inside. Bifnim.
The touch of the food.
The touch of food, inside of the bowl. And mechutz of the outside. He says, yipol bila bracha. No, so that's the question. It sounds like the Ramah is saying the only time you need it is to overlay both. But if it's an inside, you do it without a bracha. That's the point. Why? So he says, because if it's all, the Taz writes in Gimel 35, the Tzivvim in Illinois, it's also all decorative. So that's a big question, okay? So it's a big question exactly. Lemaisa,
you wouldn't say a bracha because it's decorative, because it's done on the outside.
Even, but he said even the inside can really do it. Even the touching the food, if it's only decorative, perhaps that's what the Ramah looks like. It's strange. Ramah, Mechaber is saying. Okay. But I'll tell you in a second. It comes on Gela Meissen. First of all, the Shach in 36, the Shach is caught in Bays, mentions that glass is the same thing as, even if it's overlaid with glass. Now, David, you asked about glazed. Okay, that's very common today, that you have earthenware that's glazed. Okay.
So what is glazed?
So the Shach writes caught in Bays, the Mitzuk Mitzchuch is Dinam Kuntzum Beivert. Whatever the din is, it'll be the same thing. Now, I could have argued that maybe different because glass is the Ravana to begin with. Regular glass. Now it's only glazed. But anyway, the Shach says the same thing. Okay? And there are more passages of Kuntzum.
There's metal in that, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, glass.
I don't know. You have to know. So I don't know. But Yitbo Balach, or Mordechai Kosev, the Bachut, the whole story. Okay? The Shach is Kuntzum. Hey, says, you want to have a good idea? When you get one of these kelim, title it with something which is vaday metal. Make the bracha on the vaday metal, and then you cover with that. That's the Taz writes in Chachin. But what's interesting is, the first one I printed in 37, the Ben Ishchai, the great Sardi posik, Shana Shnia Pashas Matos, has a nice, neat summary of everything we said. I don't want to read the whole thing now because it'll take time. But he also talks about basically Zion. Aleph and Beis is just a nice summary of everything we said. So if you have time to look at it, it's a good summary. But in Zion, he adds, it doesn't make a difference. Parpuri, different types of funny kelim you can get. He says, Bisintas machokes, samach beiz lamed. Look at the very end of Zion. That's the answer. Sofek, brochas, lahakel. So therefore, don't make a brocha. Okay, but go, the best thing would be, like he said, Shach says, to go type with something. But the question now is about glaze. So There's glaze and there's glaze. The Akiva Eger, there in 38, it's there in Yerodeus and Kufchof on Sif Aleph, commenting on that shot, which is caught in Dalit. He says, Imitzap Mitzu Biflima Chutz Ton Brocha. If it's overlaid both on the inside and the outside, then for sure everyone holds you to the Brocha. That's where you win.
What?
Well, whatever it is. Okay. No, overlaid with everything, overlaid. In middle. No, that's what it's only on the inside.
But he's talking about overlay with one of the meanings
right.
explicitly stated in the
part. So he didn't say. So the Akiva Eger adds, when we call Malkum Yishomar, Dafka Mitzupin Be'Aver Mamish. Only if it's one of the metal.
Yeah.
Aval Gluzirt, which is glazed, Lo Yavarech. Then you shouldn't make a bracha. Okay, now, huh?
That's back to the black.
Yes.
We wouldn't make it
now.
Anyway.
So what many people, that's what Akiva Eger says. Okay, so many people today, if they have glazed to China or glazed, will do it without a bracha. Without a bracha. However, there are contemporary rabbanim, Rav Shechter hold this way, Rabbi Tendler hold this way, Rabbi Rabbanim hold this way. I think others also. I think in Eretz Yisrael, the more common minhag is that they do Bible glaze China and glaze the stuff because it is Sukhivegi. However, many point I taught being a chemical engineer that today's glaze is so thin, it's a spray. It's not even the old-fashioned glaze. You could see it. It's like a plate on top of a plate. Okay, you can actually see the glaze over it. Now the glaze is so it's zero. It doesn't count even according to the Akiva Eger. I think that's the more widespread practice around here. Okay, that glazed porcelain or glazed china, even though they say to do with glaze. It doesn't even have a din of glaze because it's a spray. Okay, so it's not even a separate cleat. So I think that's an important point to bear in mind as well. Okay, next issue. The Gemara discusses in 39. This whole din. Nothing to do with kashrut. Forget about kashrut. That's at the beginning. That's quite privately. It's a different shear. Okay. Okay, now. The Gemara of Rodazar, I am Hamabay. Same sugi. This whole din of Tzidkus Kanim is only you buy the Kanim from a guy, not if you borrow them. Okay, if you borrow, okay, and they're not buying, why? Kamaisa Shana, as Rashi explained. In Midja, right? You're right, exactly, going back to that. But Rashi says, without even that lumber, again, Rashi 40 says, Kamaisa.
You borrow what? New Kanim from a guy?
Yeah, he'll use the Oyo's thing. You're going to
Kasher.
Or you got to Kasher it, whatever. It's hard to imagine such a case, but I'll tell you where it comes up in a second. Okay? I'll tell you what comes up in a moment. Okay? Here's what comes up. You have a hotel, okay, that they're going to kasher, and they're going to use the utensils from the Hilton or whatever it is, and all the pots and pans. They're going to kasher everything. Okay? The OU comes in, they're going to come, but they're not going to take it in the mikveh. Okay? Because it's only borrowed. After the affair is over, they give it back. So this is very much the Galilean. Okay? So they have to kasher it, obviously. And they do. They come 2 days before, and they're, whatever.
Is there anyone that went to? Can you tell what? What, are you crazy?
We're going to be ahead. Well, but here's an issue.
Okay.
No, because you can do what you want, but you're not with a broker. I mean, what was it about? There's no din. The whole din is only like midyan. That's what Rashi says. Okay, now Tosh says in Avodah Zarah, Tosh in Avodah Zarah, on that same daf, Ayin and Beit, Zimash, Habul, Shul, and Lo, Tosh says, and the Rosh in Parakeh Siman Lamed Hey says the same thing. They quote from Rabbeinu Shmuel. That's the Rashbam. Yisrael sheshah klim Yisrael chaveiro shekarnav v'kachovim. Let's say the following: I borrowed it from you. You bought it from a guy, but you didn't yet title it. You didn't get to the mikveh. It's still a box. And the day before, you're going to go on Monday. And I can I borrow that thing? You just go, okay, you're good. Maybe you give it to me. Do I have to title it? After all, I'm only borrowing it. So says the Tosus in the Rosh.
He bought it.
So God, but never used it yet. He hasn't used it. I'm borrowing it. So the Tosus in the Rosh both said, in that case, I do have to be titled because even though I'm always borrowing it, it belongs to a Jew. So that then, because the Chiv, so to speak, set in as soon as you bought it from the guy. The fact that I'm only borrowing. Okay. However,
he's
going to
tell him after you return it to him?
But I shouldn't use it before you tell him. I want to use it. Now, but the Hago Sashri there on the Rosh, Parakeh Sin Lamed Hey, is, Avalim Lochko Chaver Lachto Klafen Velolitzachi Suda. Let's say you bought it from the guy. You weren't planning to use it for a Suda. You weren't planning to use it for food preparation. You were going to use it for some other thing. You were going to use it for flowers, who knows what. Okay, a pot for something else. And I borrowed, I want to use it for food. Okay? So then, it doesn't require Tefillah because I'm only borrowing it. And you're a Tefillah because, exactly, and I'm only borrowing
it.
Exactly.
Who's going to own it?
Based on this, the Beis Yosef in Yerodeus and Kuvchav says an important din, which he quotes as Rebbe, the Maribe Rav disagrees. Okay? But the Beis Yosef quotes, interesting question against Nogel of Isa very much. Okay? Let's say, he quotes this Hagosas, he writes on the third line of 44. But nearly, again, is the this is the Masa of Masha, Kosov Abu Yisrael. Nearly, the Yisrael Shekona Kli Megailis Chora. I bought the Kli from a guy. I'm not going to use it for food. I'm just going to, I want to sell it. Okay, I want to sell it. Exactly. Exactly. It happens all the time. Okay, I'm selling it to a Jew. I'm in the business, right? I'm in the business selling glassware and metals or whatever and silverware in my store. I bought it not to use. I'm not using it for food. I'm using it for business. It's called clay schora. Okay, I'm using it for business.
Every time you buy, all the storekeeper has to tell you.
Right.
So,
if it's a Jew, yes,
and
yes,
and
exactly.
And they
So again, the Jew. So the near Eli says the Beis Yosef, Yisrael shekana kli megalus schora, imachlo Yisrael acher, ein hakone tzarach lagbilo. He says he doesn't think that the why the kevno is chayv at a rishon, shelo haya omer schora. Okay, there's no chiv in the first place. Okay, that's what it looks like. But he says, but since the Gemara said that's only true about borrowed, if the second Jew was purchasing it for his own use, then he would have to do it. And so anyway, that's how it appears in the Shulchan Aruch. So listen to what it says. Here's where it comes up. Does a restaurant, okay, let's look at Tivches in the Shulchan Aruch. It's 45. A shoel, o socher, klima v'kohom, o v'gulim. Ain't no tone to you. I'm Yisrael, kohom v'kohom v'shila chaver, a tone to you. She'll find it's chavi out of choice, as we said. The yeish mi sha'omer, she'll lo loko arishna tzorch suda. A lack of cloth and clothes, he cut them into different purposes, like a flower or else, ain't tzarach lebila. Hagah. Aval arishon also ishtamish bo lo tzarach yisuda, afilo derech harai. V'chein im koni tzarach shen rishon tzarach suda, tzarach lebila gabe hasheni. That's the Beis Yosef. Now, so that's it. He says, if the second Yisrael bought it for a suda, then he would have to talk it. The second Yisrael. On the second, the other case. Right, but the first
right.
He bought it for the
store.
Right.
Store
can't
use it for food.
So now, nobody, no, but the purchaser, once he buys it, then he's got to, it says here.
What
he remains
with a chiyuv on it.
Right.
For every person, it could switch hands 10 times.
Correct. Now, the Taz says, Kosovo says, who didn't call it schora, ain't tzarach tefillah. Okay, he says that those are the sugya. Let's read the Archa Shulchan.
Even
okay.
If it's Lamaisa, the store owner, let's say he's going to use it once and then sell it.
No,
he doesn't want to help.
No, come on.
He's not going to use it at all. He's going to sell it.
He's going to sell it.
So
when
now
he's going to use it once.
He's going to sell it without using it at all.
You see, the thing is, if he does use it once, he has some title for it. Then the Chiyuv Tefillah came in.
Even if he knows he's going to
sell
it.
Doesn't matter. The post can talk about even Derech Harai. But what I want to point out is the following. He says, again, look in the Archa Shulchan. He summarizes it neatly. Simkuv Chav Siv Mendal 47. Kosev and Abes Yosef. Sargol. Chenvani Halakach Kenan Akum Yishilam LaAcher. He lent this one else. The Acher ain't Sarko Tovim. The second guy doesn't have Tovim. Came with a Rishon and Chagas Yosef. Marked with Kanam Tashon Shchora. Avale Kimosh a Rishon Kanam Shlo Tzarch Suda. With Daito Hayer. His thought that Abes Yosef thought. Shafilu Kishakanam Chenvani Potam Etvila. Came to Chayvi Ar Chenvani. I was going to call it 1 second. What the Archa Shulchan explains? What was the Beis Yosef for? Beis Yosef said there's a Bayim disagreed, but he said even if the second Jew bought it, he still wouldn't have to be talking because I bought it from a Jew.
Well,
I didn't buy it from a guy.
Right.
Okay.
So the
Beis Yosef thought
the first one didn't tell him.
First one didn't talk about because he's not obligated to talk because he wasn't using it for food.
You end up with a situation where a Jew has a keli that was never told.
That's right.
And it's okay.
And it's okay. Because the second Jew, yeah. You know, that's the thing. The Archa Shulchan was explaining it.
Okay. So,
yeah,
our transfer didn't become chayiv because it wasn't a sale. It wasn't an
ownership. Right.
Anyone that buys it becomes chayiv because you're only borrowing.
Right. Okay.
They buy it from
the Beis Yosef thought. Then the Beis Yosef, but his Rebbe disagreed.
According to the Beit Yosef, you can buy from the auction mart in Monty, whatever, and you don't have to talk.
That's right. Because the auction mart owner bought it as
Anyone who owns it,
Only according to Beit Yosef. Right. Okay. But anyway, the Beit Yosef said, but it's interesting where this does come up, Lemaiser. Moshe Feinstein writes in 48, Igus Moshe, the same chula, as we had before, Kere Gimel Sun Chav Beis. He says, Ba'ocha b'malon. Okay, so what Malone is?
Hotel.
Hotel. He writes out here, hotel. He tells you, hotel.
Over Misada.
Or a Jewish
and
restaurant. And you don't think that they're talking about their kelim.
Right.
So now that's an interesting question. He says, are you allowed to eat it? You know, he says, or you have a non from relative who didn't title you, you have a non from cousin. And, you know, they're going to keep kosher. No, but let's say they bought all, they bought deli. Sort of. Okay. But anyway, he says that the food doesn't become awesome. So he says, well, there's different types of things because you don't really need the fork. You can eat without a fork. You can eat with your hands as opposed to soup. Anyway, but at the end of the day, I'm saying, but in a hotel or even in a restaurant, if they don't, the kosher restaurants usually tell the guy to be talking about the kelim. But one could argue that the owner of the hotel, the owner of the restaurant, for him, it's a business. All the forks and knives that he buys are business expenses.
But
not
he's
for
buying
food.
It from certain
places. Oh, that's the question. Okay. But it's an interesting point. Can you eat from it if it wasn't titled, is the question. So, and the Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Arbach, Tinyonis and Samachas, talks about, let's understand something. You can't be titled if you want to. We're going to tell the restaurant owner, I'm right back, I'm going to go title it if you don't mind. Right? You can't be titled it. Okay, it's not yours.
No, the restaurant doesn't get out of the car.
Same with the restaurant, same with the hotel.
Maybe
so, anyway. Right. So, anyway, they passing your allowed. What's interesting is, I'll tell you what comes up. I was mamish discussing with Wasilowski right before left there.
Can't have a glass of water.
That coin to that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, but Now the he has interesting question of Sternberg. Yeah, so we had a discussion about this. Let's say you have a lot of these places. You go here and see like the candy stop, the candy shop. They sell you a candy, and it's on a glass plate, and you give it now to the.
Is it different whether you don't need it wrapped up.
Well, okay. So what's the function of the plate? So who has to be tied with? So he writes, the Chuzan Hugger says a lot of times people bring a bottle or a glass tray or whatever. And they want to help their friend out, so they title it first. But wait a second. Could be he said that tool doesn't help, okay? Because I'm not using it for food. I'm only giving it as a present. It'll hurt because he really has to be titled. The guy who's using it, and it was the recipient of the gift, he has to be titled with the glass. For the store owner can't be titled because for him it's just klei schara.
I can't even want it.
It's a Jewish story. Anyway, he discusses it. I mean, again, I don't have time to read the whole thing.
Good question. It depends on your kavana when you buy it.
So he says, we'll get to that in a second. But what I'm trying to get to is Chuzan Hagos. He says the best thing is if you want to help your friend out, so be konet, be mezake, you know, your konet, and then you can be part of it. Other than that, he thinks it's a problem.
So
I just want to explain two.
What do you mean, food and dry cookies?
Moshe mentions that, right, as opposed to soup. Okay,
right.
We don't need it, right. Okay, so again, so Moshe says, you don't have to title. Shasukah. Now, the last two issues I want to discuss, again, these are practical issues. The last two issues I want to discuss in the many time that we have is the issue of electrical appliances, that if you're going to title, it's going to get ruined. Okay, and the question of the one-time usage. Okay, so I have seven. So about electrical appliances, they have the following. What's the electrical appliances? So 151. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not talking about electrical appliances. No, there were no electrical appliances. He's in Siman Kuf Chesden Yerdei Sifal 51. He says he's talking about a different case. I'll say it outside. He's talking about a different case altogether. He's talking about you have these types of barrels, apparently, that were just too bulky and too big to put in the mikveh. They would store wine or whatever else. So first of all, Simon, it's in question whether that's called kaituda. It's only for storing. Let's say it's made out of whatever. Metal. Okay, drum. So he says, so first of all, that's a whole question whether it needs to be locked together, because again, it's not directly food prep, it's just storage. That's not what I mentioned now. Okay, storage may not count. But he says, what he suggests to do, he says, Ain takana ki'im ayde harama lesita lovi kochab matana vasil menero. It's like selling chametz. You give this thing to a goy, and then you get it as a present, and now it's his, and you borrow it back to him. You tell the goy, for religious reasons, I'm giving this to you. There are plenty of people, myself. So the same. So that's what Kivek is talking about. The same thing applies to us. If you have a vessel, a urn, or a toaster oven, or something like that, you can't put in the mikveh. So you have an eitzah. Give it as a present to your non-Jewish housekeeper or to your gardener. Or to mikveh. No, give it to him. And that was more. Right. That's a haroma. Right. The trick. It's like sachomet. So that's the same idea.
No,
I understand. It's a form. I know. It's a haroma. It's a right. It's like selling the shemitah land. So whatever.
So
now, the only thing is, what's that?
Your oven. If you're saying a toaster oven, then what about the big oven?
It's the same thing. You can't
ruin it. Okay, you can't. So we'll get to that. So he says you give it. So one thing you do is harama to a guy. That's one. Now, as a side point, it's important to raise the Taz, this is the Kivega, because the Shulchan Aruch later in Siftei Zayin 52, Shulchan Aruch says, you can't be tavel on Shabbos. What if you forgot to do it before Shabbos? So he says you can give it to a goy as a present, and then or you're in a place where there's no mikveh. It's a Tuesday, but you're in a place where there's no mikveh. You need to use this. So the Taz Nekot in your Ches says that only works temporarily. It doesn't work forever. So Kiva Eger, Eitzah, he says. But he says as soon as you come to a place where there's a mikveh. You can't say, three weeks ago I was in Idaho and there was no mikveh available, so therefore, no, now you have to be tavel. I'm saying with Kivega wouldn't work. This is an electrical one. It's two. It's answer number two. The Pisrei Tshuva, when he talks about things that are too big to be tavel, he says something else, and this is done a lot of places in Eretz Yisrael. You've gotten Aleph Hussein Kukhoff. He says, what you could do is you could ruin it. And fix it up. Have a Jew fix it. You make a hole and put it back by a Jew. Then it's made by a Jew. There are many places from communities. In Brooklyn, I'm sure Muncie also, where they have a Jew has to make a living. They have from electricians. You bring a thing, he'll take it apart and put it back together.
That's
similar. Okay, he'll pull out some kind of a thing, okay, that ruins it. Plenty of people do that. They have a place. You bring in your urn. He'll undo something or other and put it back together. That's number two. 55, the Chalkas Yaakov, again, of Bryson and Mem Aleph. He was one who had this Chiddush that David mentioned before. He says when it comes to laws of Tum and Tara, something which is Mechubah Lekarka, which is attached to the ground, and it's not movable, not Mechabal Tumah. So he wants to argue that it's perhaps the same thing over here also. Okay, it takes care of the oven and even a toast oven, because when it's plugged in, it's mechubah lekarka, and that's how it's used. Even though sometimes you unplug it, but lemaisa it's meant to be. So he has that
built into your house, right? You can't move.
Right, but even he says even a toaster oven or an urn, it's plugged into the wall. That's gonna work.
You're talking
right,
to plug
that's,
into the
that's right. So he says that takes it out of the.
I want to make some batteries.
Right.
Well, it is
right.
Grounded.
Okay. Now, another tshuva, grounded.
Yeah,
and the same word,
out.
Same word.
Not
he said, but he discussed that. He said, anyway, but it's not usable then. So now, in Chelek, that's in Sim Mem Gimel. In Sim Mem Gimel, he has another eitzah where you, some items, anyway, what can't get wet? It's just a small area where you put the, like a hole where you put the plug. He says you can put your hand, no, he said something else. He says, you can cover it with your finger, okay? And he says, that's not enough of a chatzitza. You can put it in carefully in the mikveh, make sure it doesn't get wet. Wet your finger first. There's enough water. for mikveh purposes, I won't ruin it. That's what he says. I don't know. I don't know. The clear he's talking about. Okay.
Like a toaster oven.
Maybe. No, that wouldn't work. It work with this.
Indoor barbecue.
Whatever. I don't know about utensils, but some Caleb. Yeah, just by the front. If you have it. Ramosha has a different heter in Chelik Yerodeh, Chelik Alef Siman Nun Zion. Okay, the Kalim, Shemavashim, Electric, Shemishalev Yesh Mechonav Electric. He says a lot of them, and this is true about the urn. He says, well, where is the electric element? It's on the bottom, right? So, but the top is just a bowl, right? That's where the water goes. He says, so Tavil up until the point right. Where the electricity is. And he says they really count. Right.
You didn't have to.
Because he said it's in effect like two different Kalim.
You put it in like upside down.
You got to fill it, but put it upside down. Yeah. Okay, so water is all the way through. And the other part, however, the only thing is that today, I think many of the new urns, there's electric coils even on the side. I don't think that trick works. And what Ramosha told me, it did work. The urns, he said, he said it's like a kli within a kli, right? So he says, right, because it's the top part where the water goes, the bottom part is electricity. But when it's connected, isn't that, no water's going to get there? He said, that's called base astarim is a part of the body, inner ear, whatever it is. He said, doesn't apply. So those are the eights that are in print. There are those who say, like the Mazidah said before, okay, and this is what many people did for a while, you can, even though there's a big tag and a picture of a skull and crossbones, do not, danger of electrocution and so on and so forth. Lamaisa, if you put it, you put it in the water when it's not on, and you let it dry for a week. Okay, so that's also an eight. It's not such a big deal. You'll tivel it in the mikveh and you let it dry, and then it's cool, you dry. You can use it. The only thing is, again, I don't think our eight works nowadays. A lot of things now have these microchips. If they get wet, they're done. It may not be a problem electrocuting yourself. That's true. That's good. It's ruined. The kids go gone. No question. I mean, I checked with someone.
Who
know these things.
That's why you're allowed to go to college.
Right. So there's people who know. They say that now these chips, they're on cardboard with little, who knows what, this tiny chip is this big. It gets wet, the game's over. And you won't electrocute yourself. That's true. But the items.
More.
And if Shechtis has said, he said that if it can't be, if you look at each case, but if you can't title it, then he says you don't have to, because since Tevilas Kalim is a mitzvah, the Torah is not going to be a mitzvah to ruin your item. That's a can't be a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not going to be. I have to talk about to ruin the. That's not mitzvah. Okay? No, the mitzvah, get rid of your chametz. But I'm just saying that the mitzvah can't be, Tevilas Kalim can't be a mitzvah to destroy your kelim.
Well,
so what are we saying here?
No, it matters.
If
so
you rule the Kaylee,
then you don't have to be totally. No mitzvah. No mitzvah. The mitzvah doesn't exist. Lastly, the last two sources.
To not buy Kaylee like that? Like to go out of your way
but
to
you, get you, okay, so, okay, maybe, I guess, according to that story. And those are some of the stories about that. The last thing I want to mention, I know it's late, but I'll just say it quickly.
The other thing,
one-time usage. Something I throw out.
Yeah, for
aluminum pans. Bottle, a soda bottle.
Right.
Okay.
What am I to post a table? Let's say I got a metal Kaylee, I bought it.
Right. The answer is it doesn't trafe up the food. It doesn't trafe up the food.
What?
The food's not trafe.
The food's not trafe.
Right.
I don't table it.
So
okay, wait a minute.
Batal mitzvah.
Batal mitzvah, I say.
Right.
Hold on. Am I allowed to eat the food? That
yeah, the food's allowed to eat.
So it's not knocking the food.
Right, not knocking the food, right. Okay, now. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let me just. It's a mitzvah.
I wasn't.
Okay, it's not a good thing. Let me just finish up the last few sources. When you have these.
Wait. So what about going to somebody else if it's being? If you drink out of the glass and somebody else is.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, you're.
Right. So what did you do wrong? If you're using somebody, Kaylee.
You do it. Okay. Now. So I just want to finish up. What if you have a Kaylee that requires its metal, and like aluminum pan, but they're going to go in the garbage? A soda bottle,
what
a Snapple bottle,
this,
okay, a jar of pickles, you know, all these things.
Metal containers.
Right, the metal containers,
yeah,
everything, all the aluminum containers.
Right.
So what, but they only fell in the garbage. So here we also have the Chalkas Yaakov again, you're there from Membeis, the Tshuva 59 is written to Yechav Yaakov Weinberg, famous Tzvi Age. Okay, he says that a certain rub in America made a fuss about the, people using containers that were metal, not covering them. So he says, I agree with you. You said that since the world is not in Israel, there must be a good reason for it. And he says, because at the end of the day, he talks about Meisoda, Sharmesh. He says, when you want to buy a bottle of soda, what are you interested in?
The soda.
You're not interested in the bottle. Okay? Oh. Therefore, you want the content. I'll just talk about Kanka, right? look at what's inside the bottle. Right? He said, that's not your intent. So therefore, he says, you didn't really acquire the soda bottle. You acquired the soda. All right, you're going to throw the bottle right out. You're going to keep it. So therefore he says, you're going to throw it right away. You know, it can last for many times. But keep it recycling. You're not using it. But if you decide to keep that bottle and to use it, then you attack after time.
Use it for food.
For food, yes. Not for flowers, right. Right. If you're going to hold on to that bottle, sometimes they have a nice decorative bottle, then economy. But if you're going to throw it out, the Chokas Yaakov says...
How could you table if the food's in there?
No, you ask the question, how are you going to use it? So most of the time when it's done, you throw it in the garbage. Right. Or throw it in the recycling bin.
The first time...
So that's what the Chokas Yaakov, also another Jewish rabbi printed in 60. He says, Ka'aro Shaniyav, silver paper, silver foil, tin foil, all these things. He says, it's not a problem. The Shvide Eish asked a very simple question. He says, well, when are you going to tivel it? He said, after the food, after you drank the food, before you throw it out, you tivel it? That makes no sense. And he said, before, how are you going to be tivel with the food inside? So he says, So maybe you should empty out the food and then title it. Well, he said, He said, well, what's the difference? You empty it out and pour it into another bowl, and you empty it out by eating it. You're emptying it out. Right? So then, what's the issue? Okay, what's the issue?
You're going to drink out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Right? So every drink you take is going to be done again.
Well, what he says. What he says, he's hinting at it, he goes, empty it out, that's not called using it as a, pour this. Now, there might be a difference if you drink directly out of the bottle. Okay? If you drink it directly out of the bottle, not pouring into a glass. Pouring into a glass, you're emptying it out. So what's the difference? If I pour it into a glass, I make 8 glasses, now I'm going to go title this thing, and I'm emptying it out to drink it. What's the difference? So that's the Sudeh. Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva Chelek Basin Mem of Aradea, that's source 3. He says also similar, he says that the Kli is Tofel to the drink. Okay, I'm interested in buying the drink.
Every Kli is Tofel to the food and the drink.
Right, and therefore he says that no dinner tefillah. And he brings a raya from Maaser Sheni, because you can buy Maaser Sheni money. If you use Maaser Sheni money for a barrel of wine, the Maaser Sheni is Tofel. It's on the wine, but not on the barrels. He says it's Tofel. Okay. Then in a different tshuva, that was chelik beis simon mem of Yerodeh. Yerodeh chelik gimel simon chav gimel. He mentions if you are going to use it, he says you can use it up to 2. He says pays a gimel pomen. Sometimes people have a tin full of pan. You know,
yeah,
you use it once or twice.
Potatoes doesn't get dirty.
Doesn't get dirty. So you use it a couple of times. Okay, zman kotzer. He says up to 2 or 3.
What if you're reheating it? Like it's really the same.
Right. He says 2 or 3 times. Okay, the Minchas Yitzchak Chelakayis and Lamed Beis. It's true. I print all these tshuvas. The last three things I want to mention. I'm sorry, it's a little late. But since Eliezer Chelakayis and Chavav mentions 3 other Hederim. Okay, one he says, the Chazon Ish by Hilchos Shabbos. He talks about opening soda bottles. You can't open it. Why?
Making a kli.
Well, if I go ahead and buy soda, who made the kli? Me, the Jew. According to that Torah, Hilchos Shabbos, I make the kli, so the guy makes the kli. That's it, I love this. I made the kli.
The kli you're making, the top.
That's a further question.
If it's over the top, then it's a problem.
But that's it, you're making the kli. That's what he said, you make the full kli. Or he says, and now it goes back to another thing, the guy who made the kli, who made the Snapple bottle, he made it go back for schor, for business. Who's using it for food? Again, the Jew. Who's the one who now makes this a kli suda? Not the guy. The guy wanted to sell Snapple. Okay? So the guy can only sell Snapple on a bottle. He can't sell a plane. So for him, it was kli schora.
So your kabbalah.
That's another thing. That's what he wants to suggest. And finally, he also mentions the idea of emptying. Emptying is not using it as a kli. Unless you drink straight from it. Rav Shechter will not drink out of a bottle. They won't drink out of a Snapple bottle because of this din. It wasn't titled plastic or something else, but it's not an issue. You can drink this out of a bottle. Okay, but anyway, these are some of the...
You don't have to do anything because once you take possession, you're the one that's made.
Right, according to that, that's why it's okay.
You get the whole thing.
Right, Right? And then, according to that, you didn't allow to keep it and use it for other purposes afterwards. Because you made it into a kli. So at the beginning, I talked about it. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay.
What do you say about the woman?
We had two of some motion.
So, it's not about the man up to the right, sir. It's not what it takes.
Right.